Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
Well, we're both back once again. One adventure, one pretty dull weekend. So I had the dull weekend, so let's just leave it at that. So Lockport, Stu and the boys, Canuck, probably the last trip we'll hear of this catfishing season. Tell us the story.
Well, I tell you
Rub it in the wounds.
I tell you what, Brad, if you were to pick a way to end a kitty season, I ended it in style yesterday. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment trip. A good friend of mine and I made the trip up to Lockport. I think this trip came together probably about 0 hour, you know, Thursday afternoon. Well, we're going to go in 2 days. It was one of those kind of trips. And, you know, sometimes those spontaneous trips, they can be the best ones. And that certainly was the case with this one. We met up with our good buddy Canuck. I was going to pull my boat up there, and I just called him to get a fishing report. You know, here, you know, we're coming up. What will you suggest we do? And he goes, well, why would you want to pull your boat up? He said, why don't you just fish in mine? And I said, well, you can go. I thought maybe you were busy hunting or something. I thought, well, I'll never pass up a chance to fish with Canuck. So the stage was set for that adventure. And we went up yesterday, and beautiful September day. The leaves are starting to turn up there. The geese are flying. Probably two other boats the whole day were fishing catfish. There's starting to be some walleye fishermen converging on the river right now. A few greenbacks are showing up. Did hear a rumor of a 34-incher that had been caught by a shore fisherman, probably on a pickerel rig the day before.
I'm going to bet that's just a rumor, and I'm not believing it.
Well, yeah, you always hear these big fish rumors, but, I mean, that area has the potential to kick out that kind of fish, but I digress. You know, like I say, as cat fishermen out there yesterday, we did not have a lot of company, and, you know, the only regular visitors were the kitties, and we ended the day with, you know, by Canuck's estimation, and I'm going to go with his count on this one, that conservatively we were in that 30 fish range, and it was just an absolutely awesome day on the water. I think the most encouraging thing I saw was just the way those fish looked. I mean, they looked like Lockport kitties. They were, you know, bulked up, steroid, big, fat cats, and they, you know, they fought like it was no tomorrow, and we only had one fish the whole day that was under 34 inches, and that was a 32-inch fish. So, I mean, the average size was just awesome.
Just a junior.
Just a junior, a little kitten, as it were. But, you know, like I say, what a fun time. And you know, when you can spend those days, you know, knowing that the season is winding down and you can spend it out there with good friends, it's a pretty special thing. And, of course, You weren't there to join us, but we were thinking of you as you heard.
Well, and like I started our first telephone conversation today after you got back, thank you for being the only one who was nice to me, because God knows the other two weren't, although I did get one of them back.
They laid it on pretty thick, all right, that's for sure. You know, we're sitting out there yesterday afternoon catching fish, and Canuck goes, so, you know how he does that, and I wonder what Brad's up to right now. I said, well, I suppose we could give him a call and see, but, you know, being the nice guy that I am, I just dialed the number and handed him the phone. I thought, I can't be so cruel, because, I mean, I know how much you love being up there, and, you know, I'm not going to rub salt in that wound. You had certainly more pressing commitments, so he called, but, you know, lucky for you, you just said to get the voicemail, and then I think we were actually moving from one spot to the next when he called us back, but I understand they rubbed it in a little more today.
Well, one of them's on the internet saying, oh, you should have been here, black and blue on the red, which is your new tagline from 2006, and on and on and on. And then the other one, about 8:10, walk into work, turn on the computer, and there's an email. Now, I've got an email from this guy in 2 years since the last time we've been up there. And there it is. But lucky for me, I talked to you, because I was able to get him back. And I'm glad he didn't take offense to it the way I wrote it. But it ended up being pretty funny, actually.
Well, it was a great thing. This is a very good friend of mine. He's a walleye fisherman, and we were giving him a lot of grief about that, you know, catching those bottom feeding bait fish. Spends all that time I think we called him the walleye wuss. That was his handle yesterday. And there was at one point, he had a catfish on his line, and he didn't even realize it. And, you know, I guess maybe he was maybe napping or something. But Canuck was watching his line, and he goes, you know, Bob, he said, you might want to check your bait. I think I saw something tap it a couple minutes ago. So Bob starts reeling up, and he's going to check his bait. Well, all of a sudden, the rod just buckles over, and he's got a big fish on the end of it. So what had happened was that fish had hit, grabbed the bait, and started heading upstream, and he didn't even feel it. You know, thought he was probably feeling the sinker rolling on the rocks or something like that, but he missed it completely. And I don't know how you miss a catfish bite. I've never done it, but he managed to. So
then after hearing that story, and after the salt in the wounds email, I hit the reply button and one line. At least I know when I have a fish on.
Touche. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I was able to give you a little bit of ammunition anyway, because like I say, those two definitely laid it on pretty thick. But no, it was a lot of fun. It was just a perfect early fall day. The wind was a little bit squirrely out there, so we had some anchoring issues. Not to the point where we couldn't anchor and fish a spot, but you know, the boat would swing around a little bit, and then you feel that line tighten up, and of course, that can complicate things when you feel that line tightening up. You just wonder, well, is that a fish there, or is it the boat swing? But usually when Kitty would get it, that line would tighten up, and you'd feel the rod start to kind of try to jerk out of your hands, and that was always my signal. And we didn't miss very many fish yesterday. You know, of the 30 or so fish we caught.
Because I wasn't there.
Well, we're all entitled to off days, but Jesus, if you would have been in the boat with us, I'm sure we would have. We could have been on track for easily a 45 fish day, which is, I mean, this time of year, it's a good day, but I'm not sure I've ever seen a day where the average size was much better than that. So like I say, great fun. And I know you're kind of scheming a little bit, trying to figure out some ways to get up there. And, if you can possibly swing it, I highly recommend it. Of course, you know, the other good thing there is right around the corner, it's greenback time, and, you know, there are some showing up. So there's some good situations ahead there. If we have some warm weather, it stays warm, you could hit the best of both worlds if you get lucky and get up there.
Yeah, well, stepping away from the subject to catfish, because it is, you know, the season winding down, something we've talked about in the past, but the reports coming back from those guys seem pretty encouraging, which is the Lake Winnipeg ice fishing. I know I was talking to Canuck about it last week, and they've been doing a little research, and you came back and said they were up researching a little more. So what information were they relaying this week as far as the upcoming Lake Winnipeg situation?
Oh, it was an extremely useful trip. I had a chance to talk with Stu there from Cats on the Red, and he's actually been out on Lake Winnipeg twice now in the past week, and he's really excited about what he's seeing. And, you know, not only does it have potential in the winter, but there seems to be some potential out there in the summer and the fall as well. They hit a school of white bass out there, and they were only about a mile from the boat landing. This was last week. Found an area, and they found a fairly significant reef, a pretty good sized one, topped off at 2 or 3 feet, and then dropped off to 18 feet or so at the base of it, which, you know, for that shallow basin, that's pretty significant. But they were out there on a day when it was flat calm, and all of a sudden the seagulls started showing up, and there was just things happening on the surface, all kinds of activity. Next thing you know, they're into white bass, and they got several Manitoba Master Angler size white bass. I mean, we're talking 18, 19 inch fish. And he said they didn't even bother counting how many fish they caught, but they got into good numbers of them. They also caught a couple of greenbacks, some sauger. Had an awesome day out there. And then they went back out there again on Saturday, and had a little more wind to contend with, not enough to cause problems, but it seems like the white bass do their thing a little best, you know, they're at their best when it's calm. And they still caught several white bass, just not the numbers. And again, they had a couple more greenbacks on. So they're learning some things. Stu's been out there mapping with his GPS coordinates. He's really excited about putting some of that information to use this winter. And of course, what they've been finding out there in March the past couple winters is pretty amazing. I mean, that fishery as a hook and line fishery is basically untapped. And you know, you're talking, I think the last I heard, and I could be wrong, but it's somewhere in the line of the 14th largest freshwater lake in the world. I mean, this is a big body of water. And it's just not fished very much, you know, from hook and line, at least in that South Basin. And they're learning some things out there, and they'll apply them this winter. And I know we're scheming already to get up there, and I think there's going to be some big fish to be caught.
Well, and, you know, what American in this northern reaches doesn't want untapped ice fishing water. And they basically have it right now.
They have an absolutely untouched resource. There were some people starting to go out last winter. You know, the reports were getting out that, hey, you know, near some of the channels at the mouth of the Red, some walleyes were being caught. People were showing up and taking advantage of that. And that's a great thing because, you know, up there, when you set that hook through the ice, every fish has the potential to be a 28, 30, or even larger fish. And that's, you know, there's just not many places you can go to do that. And I know, you know, Stu is really ramping up for expanding into the winter business. He's talking about winterizing his cabins. And, of course, he's got a beautiful lodging room already that can house, you know, I guess 8-10 people set up for the wintertime. So, I mean, if you're looking for a new adventure this year, I'd highly recommend this one. You know, give him a call at Cats on the Red. That's area code 204-757-9876. Or go to the website at catsonthered.net. Just check out what he's got cooking there for winter because, like I say, those greenbacks are something special.
And you'll be one of the first ones to experience it. There's only been a handful of Americans up there on this trip, and you're one of them.
I am, and I feel very privileged to have done that. It's an amazing thing when you go out under the surface of that lake. I had flown over it before, and it just seems to go on forever, even from the air. But to get out there at ground level, you know, ice level, I guess you probably would be the better description, and just look at that wall of white. It just never ends. It's a big, big body of water. And, of course, you know, it's a very successful commercial fishery. They, you know, chances are if you eat walleye in a restaurant, it's coming from Lake Winnipeg. And, you know, to apply that kind of potential to hook and line, exciting. There's no other word for it.
So anything else going on to change the subjects and veer away a little bit from that?
Well, just I've been fishing a fair bit the past couple of weeks. Of course, I was gone last week, joined a couple of friends on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods for, I guess, about 2.5 days. And we had just an absolutely wonderful time. It was one of those trips with no set agenda other than picking a spot on the map, following the GPS coordinates and getting there and seeing if it held fish. And, you know, I think over the course of 2.5 days, we probably fished 20-some different spots. And only one time did a spot not produce fish. Walleyes, lots and lots and lots of walleyes. Saugers, smallmouth bass, crappies, perch. I think we kept track. We had 7 different species of fish we caught. Pike, did a little bit of musky casting, had one kind of nonchalant follow, but no takers. But we were also out there, and we had glass, calm water for 3 days in a row. And to do that on Lake of the Woods is a pretty amazing thing. So that was a great trip. Had been out there on a charter boat trip with a good friend of mine who actually lives in Spain.
Yeah, we covered that one on the last show we were together.
We may have, yes, but that's, you know, like I say, that's what I've been up to, and, you know, a lot of highlights there. So those are the big ones. How about you?
Well, I guess the highlight of my – I was on the Red last Wednesday. I wouldn't call it necessarily a stellar trip. However, I'm starting to see more of the fall pattern, I guess, starting to move in. Was using frogs as bait of all things, and they seemed to be producing. The fish were a little bigger. Water was up about 6 inches, so there's a little more current, and they seemed to be coming more into a fall pattern with that. So that was nice, but I guess the real story for my outings was Labor Day. A friend of mine, we took his 4-year-old daughter out on the river. Not that that's a huge deal, taking a 4-year-old out on the river, but basically what we ended up doing because of lack of current was putting a 1-ounce flat sinker on a Barbie rod with a #1 circle hook and a half a night crawler, dropping it down vertical, and she wanted to be just like Daddy, so we had a rod holder set up for her, so she'd drop it to the bottom and put it in the rod holder just like Daddy and lock the little lock, and it was sitting closer to me, so I'd see the line jump a little bit, and I go, "Hannah, you got a fish," and she'd quick pull it out of the rod holder and set the hook and start reeling it in. And she, I believe, hit 11 fish for the day, which blew us away, and 4 different species. Not bad for a 4-year-old with a night crawler.
Sounds like you got a fishing fanatic in the making there. And it is so neat when you can get kids out, and especially when you're in a situation where they can catch some fish. And they don't care what kind of fish. I'm sure you found that to be.
Have you ever seen a 4-inch channel cat?
Well, you know, I don't think I have. And what a neat fish that must have been. And still probably would have probably inflicted a little bit of pain if it would have poked you with those fins.
I was almost excited to see, as excited to see that 4-inch channel as I am to see a 20-pound channel. It was just so neat to see such a little version of what we chase all the time. That was really neat. What was the other thing she did? She caught a carp. She caught many, many silver bass. And she caught one other thing. I can't remember what else she caught, but she caught 4 species. I don't know. It was something we don't normally target. So.
Exactly. And for those of you out there who don't know what a silver bass is, a silver bass is actually the Knucker way of saying sheep's head or freshwater drum. And they probably have a number of different other names, thunder pumper, croaker. But I always kind of like that silver bass one. It sounds kind of like a prized game fish.
But I've been out in the river now with this little girl twice this year. And the one thing about her is 5 hours in the boat. Guess who was mad when time to go home was?
Oh, that's just such a great thing. And again, it's because she's had a good experience out there. You know, I think there's a right way and a wrong way to introduce kids to fishing. And obviously she's being introduced the right way. So welcome aboard, another fisherwoman.
We decided tip-up season's going to be real entertaining with her. Lots of ice to run around on and flags jumping. That ought to really be fun.
Well, and as I recall, she's also has a little Scooby-Doo net, which we put to good use over the weekend catching some frogs. It was, you know, that made the difference between catching probably 2 frogs and a dozen frogs. So we'll have to make sure we get that back to her, but I'm sold on that Scooby-Doo net.
Well, I guess it's time to sign off, time to pay the bills a little bit. Kind of hate to say it, but ice fishing's just around the corner, and time to get those Ice Buster bobbers out. Cabela's actually has all their stuff on the floor already for ice fishing, so it's coming. E-Tackle Direct, I see they put up a new front page, lots of interesting deals. A lot of saltwater stuff and stuff cat guys can use at a pretty affordable price. And last but not least is Trophy Cat Adventures, who I believe is starting to wind down for the year. So, but based on the last 2 seasons, 07's shaping up to be another nice one on the red. So trophycatadventures.com. Anything else we need to add before next week's show?
I don't think so. The only thing I would say is it certainly would be nice to see some more rain again. You know, some of these water levels are getting pretty low again right now. Since we've returned from Ontario, they've implemented a burning ban up there on open fires. Things are getting a little dicey on the waterfront. The red here is a little low. Up at Lockport was as low as I've seen it in a long time. So, you know, do that rain dance, and if we can get some more water going into winter, we're all going to be better off. But for now, that will wrap up this week's edition of Why Fish Radio. So until next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.